Now, after a year of decline for Wisconsin's frac sand mining industry, a national analyst says the downturn is likely to continue in 2020. Wisconsin is rich in a type of silica sand known as Northern White. It's used by companies drilling for oil and natural gas, especially in western Texas. But it's a long way to ship sand, so companies down there have been turning to a local kind of sand and seeing how it does the job. Rich Kramer is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Eau Claire, which is located near a bunch of frac sand mining sites. He's been following the industry for years now. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be back.
Before we dig into some of the history here, tell us more about this projection for 2020. What could this once big business see in Wisconsin?
Well, the person I spoke with is one of the vice presidents of Rystad Energy, and they're a firm that looks at not just the frac sand market, but all realms involved with drilling for oil and natural gas. So they're tracking things, you know, how many oil rigs are in across the country are pumping, or how many have been drilled but aren't completed. And they also look at proppant, which is the technical term for stuff you pump down the hole to help hold open the cracks in the rock that holds the oil. And in most of that is sand. So for 2019, they tell me that the drilling activity is going to be decreasing a bit, like 5 to 8%. So the demand for sand is going to be pretty much the same, which is to say down from, say, 2014, 2015 levels. And what's changed, though, what seems to be more important to Wisconsin companies that are drilling or that are mining frac sand is that the preference of what kind of sand works for oil drillers has changed. So down in Texan, there's this area called the Permian Basin, West Texas, and that's where most of the oil drilling activity is happening. And companies, starting in 2017, but it really changed in 2018, realized that they could just use local sand that they just scoop up from dunes on the ground and get a lot of the same impact that they would by paying for the higher quality sand from Wisconsin, and thereby saving $50 to $60 a ton for shipping it from Wisconsin to Texas. So that's been the big shift, and that's kind of the main issue, I think, for the companies in Wisconsin.
Right. When you were reporting on this as a booming industry, Rich, the idea was, in a lot of people in the industry said, this Northern White silica sand we have here in Wisconsin, this is the good stuff. You can't really do fracking in a lot of places without sand of this quality, and it sounds like that conventional wisdom has been changing.
Yeah, and what's really been remarkable in my 8 years, I guess, covering this this industry, the hydraulic fracturing, but also the proppant market, is that, you know, Wisconsin sand was it. You know, leading up to 2015, 2014 was the high point, but it was all about Wisconsin sand because it had the highest crush strength. It was very uniform. It was just the bee's knees for these oil companies, but they've learned that if you use a lot more of the cheaper, finer sand, you get similar results, and it's just not as necessary. That said, Wisconsin sand is still valued, and even in Texas, they use a percentage of it. Generally, when the oil companies are drilling very deep where there's high pressures, they do rely on it, or they'll mix some Wisconsin sand with other types. And also, Wisconsin sand is still serving markets in North Dakota, also the Marcellus Shale, which is like the New York, Pennsylvania area where they're drilling for natural gas. So it does have markets, but it's just a fraction of what it used to be. Everybody used to use Wisconsin sand, and now it's really been marginalized by this local sand down in the Texas, Oklahoma area.
Rich Kramer is WPR's reporter in Eau Claire. We're looking at frac sand, once a boom industry in Wisconsin, now leveling off and declining. Rich, some businesses, at least one business, has already declared bankruptcy over the last year or so. Is that right?
That is right. Yeah, the market is starting to contract. I mean, this has been happening since 2015, 2016. So that's when oil prices started to decline. In 2014, oil was up near $100 a barrel. And since 2016, oil prices have kind of hovered around the $50 to $70 mark. And when that happened, basically everybody had to to cut costs. And one way you do that is just get the cheapest product you can. And that's when the transportation costs really became an issue for these companies. Now, the sand mining company in Wisconsin, Superior Silica Sands, that went bankrupt, declared bankruptcy last July. One of the reasons is that they used a lot of trucking. They would mine the sand, then they would truck it to a place where they washed the sand, then they truck it again to the place where they'd put it on the rail cars. That's very expensive. That's kind of business model that doesn't seem to work unless oil prices are high. So what I've been told is the companies that will do best in this new reality are companies that build right on a rail line. You know, they have the mine, the wash plant, and everything connected by either conveyor belts or slurry pipes, so you don't have to pay a trucking company to move it. It's all about cutting costs, and I'm told that those larger producers that have everything located in one spot on a rail line will probably be the ones that survive.
When a frac sand mine is shut down, whether because its company goes bankrupt or that particular site isn't profitable, what happens? What happens to the land then?
That's a good question. We're kind of learning as we go. So in theory, Wisconsin, before a company even gets a permit to mine, there's something called NR-135, which is, and I hope that's the right number, but basically it's the mine reclamation law. So in Wisconsin, if you want to dig up a pit and be a frac sand producer, you have to prove, you have to show how you're going to fill it in and reclaim the land. But also, part of that is you have to set money aside, whatever the county determines is the correct amount. Generally, it's in the millions. So you have to set this money aside in bonds. And that money is there. So if you go bankrupt, the county will take that money and reclaim the site. So in Chippewa County, the interesting development is that the county asked for additional money from this Superior Silica Sands, but they declared bankruptcy. They never put up this additional $1.6 million. They already have some set aside, but the county said that it wasn't enough. Now they're fighting in court during this bankruptcy proceeding to try to get that money. And the other thing that's a big question mark is there's an insurance company that is holding all of the bonds for Chippewa County for that mine reclamation. That company says that the frac sand producer is in default. So what I'm not sure on yet is if that means that the entire bond amount is, may not be paid. That's a big question that will get fleshed out here. But it's too soon to say what will happen with that. But so in theory, there should be money for all of these mines to be reclaimed. But in reality, it's a big question.
That's a big question we'll be watching over the next year. Rich, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. We talked to him about Wisconsin's struggling frac sand mining industry. Analysts say a decline in oil drilling and a lower demand for the northern white sand could put more operations out of business.